The rest of the story.
Roy walked up and threw a cartoon on Walt's desk. Walt looked at it and said, "That's not your style." But Roy answered a little nervously. Did Walt remember Beatrice Roberts, the dancer, the girl he was dating? Well, he had a date with her tonight, and he didn't want to be late for the date, and he was sitting at his drawing board. Some kind of an idea had to come to him. It was getting close to quitting time. He didn't want to miss that date, so Roy said he just drew this. Walt stared at the cartoon again. "No good?" Roy asked. But Walt kept staring because the cartoon itself was not really bad. But then he snapped his fingers and said, "It's the caption, that's what's wrong. The title, Champs and Chumps. Where on earth had Roy come up with a title like that?" Well, Roy shrugged, said it was getting late, he'd have to draw something, give it a caption. After all, they were sketches of silly sporting events, people trying to set ridiculous records. Champs and Chumps seemed appropriate somehow. But the problem was, Walt said, the people Roy had depicted were neither. They were just a bunch of fellas performing oddball athletic stunts. Indeed, here was a drawing of a man who walked backward from coast to coast. Here were two gentlemen named Hillman and Lawson who ran 100 yards in 11 seconds in a three-legged race. Here's a Frenchman who stayed underwater for 6.5 minutes. An Australian who made more than 11,000 jump rope jumps in 4 hours. All of them interesting enough, Walt admitted, but none of them either a champ or a chump. So Walt and Roy discussed alternative captions, and Roy kept eyeing the clock. Shortly he would be calling on his girlfriend Beatrice. He must go home soon and change. He could not afford to be wasting his precious time in Walt's office hashing out inane titles for insignificant cartoons. Whatever the newspaper printed the following day would amount to little then and to nothing the day after, so eager was Roy to leave the office that he could not recall which of them made the final decision on a caption. But nonetheless, the new caption ran in the New York Globe the next day, along with Roy's drawings. That was December 19, 1918. And that day an institution was born. For once upon a time, there was a young sports cartoonist who ran fresh out of ideas for his daily feature. Until he remembered the bizarre items that he had been saving in a drawer. Even still, you might never have heard of him had the newspaper's sports editor, Walter St. Denis, not talked Roy into a better caption, one destined to become the most famous feature title in journalism. For Roy continued to publish bizarre items, sports-related and otherwise. He continued to illustrate them until people in 30 countries knew his name as well as they knew their own. By then, he had chosen a new first name for himself, Robert. Robert L. Ripley. Of course, the cartoon caption that replaced Champs and Chumps, you know, as Believe It or Not. And now you know the rest of the story.